one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back to Minuteman Radio here on KKNT 960. And before we get back to Tom, I want to talk about that these agents, Ramos and Compion, they certainly are going to need support for their appeal process, which still we'd like to see it move a little bit faster. And the Border Patrol Council, the Border Patrol Union, is trying to help provide them the best defense and legal defense that they can. But also, you can help those who want to help out and help the families and help this appeal process. You can mail any donations and any help to the Border Patrol Ramos and Compion Relief Fund. That's the National Border Patrol Council. That's P.O. Box 47208, Tampa, Florida. And the zip is 33647. I'll give that one more time. National Border Patrol Council, P.O. Box 47208, Tampa, Florida, 33647. And that goes right to the Ramos and Compion Relief Fund. And they need all the help they can get, especially their families. Tom, again, I just don't know what else we can do to help. I see that the Senate is actually going to start an investigation into this issue. So we see now we have the House and we have the Senate investigations, and still I wonder where the President is in all of this.
I have to tell you that when just listening to what he has said, and when I saw him at his press conference, I have this feeling that the President is not going to be, he's just not going to do it. He's not going to give these guys a pardon. We have to pray that this gets overturned on appeal. I just don't think the President is going to do it. And that's just a gut feeling. I can't be sure of this, but listening to him, I have that feeling.
Well, we certainly have that feeling. And now I think the destiny of these two agents now lies with the Attorney General. And I think if we could expedite the appeal process, perhaps, and get this investigation moving along, and have the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, possibly step in and say, look, we've got more than enough evidence now that something smells pretty rotten.
That's right.
Within this, and we need to come to the defense of these two agents. And why not? I still don't understand why they were not released on bond during the appeal process.
And the Justice Department, why would the Justice Department write a letter to the judge? She asked them for their opinion as to whether or not these guys should be allowed out on bond during the appeals process, just their opinion. And they wrote back and said, no, we don't think so, that we think they should have been thrown in jail the day that they were found guilty. Hmm. And why? What is it they're worried about? There's certainly not risk of flight. These guys were 22 months being strung out on this thing. They aren't going anywhere. Their families are here. Nobody thinks these people are a risk of flight. And why is the Justice Department? There are so many questions that are connected to this. Why did we spend the time, the energy, the resources to pursue this as aggressively as we did to begin with? You know, you have to ask yourself every time, because every time I am in a committee where I have someone from ICE or Homeland Security in front of me, I ask them a lot of questions, and inevitably they say to me, the reason they can't do whatever it is they're wanting, or that I'm wanting them to do, is because they don't have any resources. Well, frankly, where did they get the resources to this? Why was it they had to spend so much energy, so much time pursuing this? I think I know one reason. It's because Mexico is putting a great deal of pressure on them. And we are more concerned about certainly this administration and others in it are more concerned about the relationship with Mexico and keeping them happy than we are about the plight of these two people. And I hope and pray that 2 years from now, I hope and pray that 2 days from now, both of these guys will be out. But if they are not, I'm telling you, it would be the first act I sign into law would be a pardon for these two guys. I just don't want them to be in jail for the next 2 years while we're waiting for that.
Right, and the loss to their families, and it is certainly a miscarriage of justice, and I appreciate you doing that. Not only a pardon, but to be exonerated, perhaps, because it's clear now that they were set up. and,
yeah.
and that there was a, I mean, we have perjury now on behalf of other agents, and we know that there's always a few bad apples out there. You know, we work with the rank and file Border Patrol agents every day on the border, and clearly most of them are so frustrated with what's happening. And this has had a chilling effect.
Oh.
And I don't know, Tom, if you know right now, but we have an all-out war going on here now between the smugglers and the drug cartels. After and I think it's in direct relation to this case and the fact that the drug cartels and smugglers now know that Border Patrol will do nothing to stop them. And that with the, you know, combined with the armed incursion and the probing and testing of the National Guard, which was highly publicized here in the state, in the last week, we've had smugglers murdering each other and murdering innocent, you know, potential good immigrants who've allowed themselves to put their lives in the hands of these human smugglers who are now killing them and stealing humans from each other. We've had two terrible incidents here in the state, but yet we have state legislatures. We just defeated a bill last Monday where a state representative wanted to make the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps volunteers, wanted to classify them as domestic terrorists if they were caught armed on the border observing and reporting illegal activity. She wants now, as introduced a week later, another bill to say that we need, again, to go after these civilian border watchers, these good people who are reporting and trying to support Border Patrol and National Guard. She wants to create a safety zone along the border and remove any citizens from their duty, from their, you know, basically their civic duty of reporting. And she thinks that by removing the citizens, that it's going to make the border safer.
I think, I don't know who this person is, but I will tell you that I believe that there are people in both the Congress of the United States and in state legislatures throughout this country, and probably and certainly a lot of other elected positions, that have a loyalty that is not to this country.